Hi, this is Craig Jones, and welcome to another episode. Today I want to talk about why I'm doing what I'm doing, what's driving me. And I think a lot of people can relate to this, you know, what's driving them to do the things they're doing. For me, all I got to do is look at my immediate friends, my family, and I often think about my dad. Growing up, for as long as I can remember, he would wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning on time. He'd get up, do his thing, and go off to work. And I would never see him in the mornings. And he'd get back at about 6, 7 o'clock every day. That's all I knew. But there was one thing he would always do. Every Friday, he would get paid in cash. And he would come in. Take the wad of money, get me and my sister. I've got a sister that's 2 years younger than me. And he would say, right, you ready? And then the two of us would be on the floor. We were only like 4 or 5 years old. And he would throw the money in the air and make us pick it up. And there was something he used to shout, but I can't quite remember what it was. But that was his thing. And that's all he knew. And I think in those days, there weren't any opportunities like we have today. It was more, you know, it was just you had to get a job somewhere unless you were one of these, let's call them special people that could really think outside the boxes, you know, like the Henry Fords, the Mark Zuckerbergs. I'm trying to think of other names, but they were the people that changed the world. And people that didn't think like that, you know, just kind of had to go along with the system because that's how it was. And I think the majority of people were in that situation, are in that situation, and they couldn't get out of it. But fast forward to today, if you want to get out of your situation, if you want to get out of where you've been, you can do it. But the difficult thing is trying to change your old way of thinking. And that's been part of my journey for the last 3 years, is getting out of the old mindset. And once you take that leap of faith and do it, it does become easier. The things that you think are really difficult aren't that difficult. They're not that difficult to do. All you got to do is Google it, YouTube it. The answers are all there. One of my favorite quotes, I think it was some Greek, whatever he was, and he had a saying that basically, I think a book was written on it. And the quote is, "The obstacle is the way." So quite often we see this huge mountain in front of us and, well, go for it, you know, attack the obstacle head on. And you'll figure out that it's not as bad as you think. 2 years ago, there is no way that I would have got on camera. I wouldn't have been doing what I'm doing right now. I just wouldn't do it. So I thought, what if, what if, what if? Stop thinking about the what ifs. Just go ahead and do it. So back to why I'm doing this and why I want to change my life for the better. Because if I change my life for the better, then the ripple effect will hopefully, well, it should go down to my kids. Because I want to get my kids, my family name out of the normal 9-to-5 regime, if that's the right word. So that's where I am today, and that's all I really want to talk about. But I think it's really key just to look within yourself and just know that anyone can be successful. Whether, you know, it's not always about money. Success means different things to different people. But money doesn't hurt. You know, you can use money to help other people. You can use money to better yourself, better the surroundings around you. And I will get to a point where money is an afterthought, because I think when people get to a certain level of success, money can't buy you happiness, I suppose. But at the end of the day, we all need money to live. And that's a good starting point. And when you get to, I think a study was done. I heard a study once where, and the study was based in America, that when people get to $80,000 a year, then money is no longer something they strive for because they got all the gadgets, all the stuff in their life. So you got to start looking beyond the physical things in your life and, you know, try and find internal happiness somehow, somewhere. So even with all the failures that I've gone through, and I know many people go through them, and that's not a bad thing, it's got to keep going. And remember, the obstacle is the way. And actually, on the back there, another part to the that quote, I've actually got a coin, and the coin says on the front, the obstacle is the way. There's an image of a path going up a mountain. And if you turn the coin around, it says, The impediment to action. Sorry about my dog. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Sorry, I just had to stop there for a second because my dog thought that there was some serious danger he needed to take care of. So, yes, at the end of the day, don't be afraid to try something new. Really, don't be afraid to try something new. And also one of the biggest things I think why people don't try to do something different outside the norm is because there's a constant nagging voice in the head. What will other people think? I think that's a big thing for a lot of people. What will my spouse think? What will my kids, my friends, what will the families think? Oh, I want to try something new. Oh, you're crazy. You should just stick to your normal 9-to-5 job. Well, no. If you want to try something new, try it. If it fails, that's fine. You'll learn a lesson from it. But just keep moving forward. So that's it for today. And I hope that gives you some sort of a value, some value somewhere. And I'll speak to you guys soon. Bye. And always remember, 1, have a vision. 2, think big. 3, ignore the naysayers. 4, work your ass off. 5, give back and change the world.